Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher, and thanks very much for checking in with us. Got a great podcast for you for this Tuesday, February 1st, 2011. This is our 438th edition. So glad you're here. Got a lot of ground to cover today. We're going to be talking about when is the best time of the year to travel to Hawaii. We're also going to talk about our iPhone app and give you some tips and tricks and go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We're here to help you plan the perfect Hawaii vacation. We got agents standing by. All of us are right here in this beautiful state. And that's all we do is plan Hawaii vacations for folks. So get involved with us. You'll be very happy you did. Like I mentioned, we got a lot of ground to cover, but before we do anything, you got to see the weather. It is just gorgeous out here today. Let's take a look at our crater cam. Looking outside, you can see just how gorgeous it is. This is my favorite time of the year. I always say this over and over again. You know, January, February, March, man, not only are the whales jumping, the weather is just so perfect. Look at it out there. So if you're going to be here in the next few days, this is what you can expect. They are saying that there's going to be a front moving in over the weekend. But, you know, you never know if that's really going to materialize. We had that happen last weekend. They said there was going to be a big front moving in, and it never really materialized. And it only happened, we got a little bit of rain on Saturday right before the Pro Bowl. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the weather. It's beautiful here. Compared to where you are, probably, it's even on our worst day, it's better here than there. Anyway, we're having a great week. Just yesterday, we checked out a brand newly renovated property. It's called the Royal Garden. I just want to take a quick look at this. We took some video there yesterday. We checked it out, and this is a property that's going to be a timeshare soon, but between now and when it becomes a timeshare in May, we have a lot of inventory that we can work with here and get you in here. It's a gorgeous property. It's located right in the heart of Waikiki. And they're brand new, brand spanking new. I always love these brand new properties. And the price is really good. It's called the Royal Garden Waikiki. It's a Wyndham property. And they got a beautiful kitchenette. Look at it. It's gorgeous. Just a beautiful property. So you definitely want to check that out. We really enjoyed ourselves and want to thank the folks over there for having us and hosting us. And boy, they had some good food, and Moana Lua was playing there. Bobby Madero. Wow. So hopefully, you know, if you are looking for, you know, a really good, a new property, this is one that we can recommend. We got great prices starting at about $180 a night for this. So check it out and give us a call at 1-800-843-8771 if you're interested in that. Let's get right into it because we got a lot of ground to cover. One of the biggest questions we get is when is the best time of year to visit Hawaii? And with sunshine all year long and the ocean just about as warm as bathwater, there's really no bad time to come to Hawaii. So the best time to travel really depends on you and your schedule. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to break down all of the months and give you the pros and cons of the months, and that'll hopefully help you with your decision. So let's start off with December through April, which is like right around now. And this is actually the busiest travel season to Hawaii, and it's kind of the worst weather season in a way, because it is our rainiest season. But it's really a nice place to come if you're going to try to break away from where you are, no matter where you are, which I was mentioning that. Now, when I say the worst weather, I mean, the temperatures just dip a few degrees here. Like, instead of it being 89, it's like 80, you know? And there's sporadic rain, you know, is common during these times of years. But mid-December through April is by far the busiest travel season. Prices for both airfare and hotel are always going to be at the highest during these time periods. So you got to be aware of that, especially during the last 2 weeks of December and the first few days of January. Those traditionally are the toughest time. In fact, we actually have people already booking for November and December of next year. So be very careful with that if you're planning for those days and those are the days you need. It's considered the wet season, but it's really, you know, like I always say, we can't really predict the weather. So don't let that deter you at all coming here for those. But you have to be honest, it is considered, quote, a rainy season. And especially if you're like Kauai, it might be a little more rainy, which is our rainiest island. It might even be more rainy there than normal. Now, between June, July, and August, that's summer travel to Hawaii, and that is also very busy. There's a lot of family vacations happening during the summer break. We've got a lot of college backpackers. We do have them here doing the same. And you might find a few summer deals, but most hotels and airfare pricing is going to be close to what it is during the high season. So August can get, you know, August especially can get really hot, by the way. And we see sometimes the temperatures going even into the, you know, high 80s. But between the winter season and the summer season, there's really only a 10 degree temperature difference between winter and summer here. So again, not a big issue. And there's no shortage of activities to keep you cool if it is a hot day. So don't worry about that. September, October, and May, this is considered what we call the shoulder season. And it's typically from September to mid-November and from May to early June. And these months are actually the best times to visit Hawaii. And that's because there's fewer crowds during these months. You're not going to find as many people as you do other times of the year. And also, there is, and the travel prices, the airfare prices seem to be a little bit lower. And the hotels start to have some of the off-season rates during that time. So hopefully, those are just a quick guide that I came up with before we went on here, because we are getting this question a lot right now as people start to plan in advance for their vacations. It's that's what's happening again here, folks, is that people are starting to do those advance bookings, and we see healthy advance bookings all the way through to November already, and we're having a record year. So it's not like it was for people who are, you know, I have people who are, you know, who've been coming to Hawaii the past couple of years. They're just shocked, especially the people from California, just shocked at these airfare prices, you know, $500 when they were seeing $300 last year. So yeah, there's an occasional sale, I know, but you know, most of the times people can't be that flexible with their off time. So my advice to you is book, and book now. So hopefully that helps you out with some tips. Now I'd like to talk real quickly about our app. We have an iPhone app. You can also find it on Android. In a couple of days, you'll be also able to get this on a BlackBerry. The iPhone app is a great way to keep in touch with us. People say to me, you know, what is this app for? Really, what this does is it consolidates all of our content in one place so you can keep in touch with what's happening in Hawaii from our perspective here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. And the app, this is what the app looks like, you know, I have it here on my iPad. And the first thing you want to do when you download the app, and to download the app, if you're on Android, you go to the market and you type in Hawaii Aloha. And you'll see it there. You'll see a logo, and then you download it. If you're going to the App Store on an iPhone, I'm amazed at when I talk to people about downloading our app, I'm amazed at how many people actually don't download apps. I went to the dentist yesterday. He says, I never download any apps. But anyway, so people don't even understand how sometimes to download an app. So what you do is to download an app, you go to the App Store. There's a little icon. It's located right on your iPad or your iPhone. And when you click on that, it's going to ask you for your master password. So you must have your password. And that's connected to your iTunes account. So download the app. And then you look for Hawaii Aloha in the App Store. And then you'll be able to download the app, put it on your iPad or your iPhone. And then the first thing you want to do is open the app. And when you open up the app, there's going to be a little field to enter in your subscribe to the app. Put in your email address and your information there, because it's very important for you to subscribe to our app. Because by subscribing to our app, you're going to be eligible to win prizes and also to get our push notifications for deals that are going to be happening last minute when you're here. And this is going to be especially useful if you're a customer of ours. And if you are watching this and you are a customer or you're going to be a customer, please, that's the first thing you want to do is download our app so you can keep in touch with us. And then the next thing I recommend you do is go right away to our news feed. The news feed has all of the latest articles that we've published, and we usually publish between 4 and 5 articles a day about Hawaii. Cindy will post some stuff, and then we will have several articles through the day that are coming from our database and previous articles or articles that I am writing or other people here are writing. You also then want to go to the video section. The video sections are going to show you all of these podcasts that you're watching here, and you'll be able to watch them and see that information. And also, the next thing you want to do, and this is, I think, the most important thing, is the sharing feature on our website. There's a little button there that allows you to share information. So while you're here, you can post pictures, but you can also ask questions about your trip to other people who are on the app. So there's just so many things. And then if you go to the more section, let's say if you forgot to subscribe, you can always subscribe in the subscribe section. There's also an explore section here, which is really cool. And we're always adding to this. This is always being updated as we add more and more activities and locations with maps and directions and information about the individual places. So be looking for that. That's under the explore section of the app. There's also a section for our podcast where you can just listen to it, the audio podcast as well. There's just tons of information here, photos and links and tons of ways to keep in touch with us. So make sure you download the app. Make sure you subscribe so you can be eligible for our free contests and giveaways. We're still working on the big contest for our 10-year anniversary, but I can tell you that the earlier you get in there and start accruing points, the better, because for everything you do on our site, you're going to get points. And your goal is to be one of the top users here on our app. So hopefully that kind of gives you an overview of how this works. So please check it out and download our app today. Of course, it's free. And be looking for the BlackBerry edition. And email me and I can let you know when we do that. And you can download it on your BlackBerry. Now's the time in our program we'd like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. First package is from Kalei over at Extension 31. This is for 2 people, San Francisco to Honolulu, September 2nd to 9th, coming to Oahu, staying at the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach. Total package price for this, $25.88. Great deal, $25.88, September 2nd to 9th. See, people are booking these advanced bookings. Remember, when you book with us, small deposit, $50, locks the package in. And then you can put yourself on your own payment plan, no interest in any of that, and pay it over time. So congratulations to the Seeliger family. Ronald and Sherry, you're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Nei. Mahalo nui. Next package is from Nancy. This is the Watkins family. They're going to be here July 14th to 19th. They're going to be staying at the Park Shore Waikiki in Ocean View Room. Beautiful package here. Total package, $31.16. Congratulations to Dana and Olivia Watkins. You're going to have a fantastic time in Hawaii, Nei, and big mahalos from all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. And the final package is, 5 people, April 21st to May 1st, 2 islands, Oahu and Maui. On Oahu, they're going to be staying the Aston Waikiki Beach Tower. This is a beautiful property, 2-bedroom deluxe oceanfront suite. They've also got the Arizona Memorial bundled in there. And over on Maui, they're staying at the Kapalua Villas, the 2-bedroom gold fairway view villa. This is a high-end package. And just to give you an idea, for 5 people, still a fantastic deal. I always say that, I know, because these are great deals. $8,645. Congratulations to the McLaughlin family, Daniel, Elizabeth, Carrie, Paul, Thomas. Thank you. Mahalo nui. We really do appreciate it. And big mahalos to Abby over at Extension 23. That's going to wrap it up. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.